How precious it is for us to be thinking now about his imminent return. We read over in the first chapter of Acts, Jesus had spoken and he talked about the Holy Ghost coming upon the disciples. And starting in verse 9, we read, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And I know that all of us can get really busy. I know Shelley and I had a pretty busy week this week, getting ready for Christmas, and we can get ready in a lot of things, doing a lot of things in life, especially this time of the year, and it's wonderful, you know, don't get me wrong. But the single most important thing that we all need to be looking for, and I think we are, you know, I know you so well, each and every one of you, is that we should be focused every moment of every day, that at that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus could come back. And isn't that what you're looking for? Isn't that what you're longing for? You know, I am. You know, it's the most paramount thing you can think of as a believer. And the prophets, you know, they were wonderful. We have so many scriptures where the prophets foretold of Jesus and the Messiah, his coming. Matthew and Luke bore record of Jesus' birth. We have records of John the Baptist denouncing Jesus as the Son of God. The Father approved and anointed him, and the Holy Spirit filled him. And in Revelation, John echoes what we just read in the book of Acts. The prophet Isaiah foretold God's plan of salvation for all men who would believe. In Isaiah 1:18, he wrote, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And then in Isaiah 8:8, and he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even the neck, and stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel, meaning God with us. In Isaiah 9:8, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, and the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Praise his name. Our sweet brother Luke, over in Luke 2. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And then John, our sweet brother John, in John 1:28, these things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He was announced by John the Baptist. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And the Father proclaimed his approval. In Matthew 3:17, we read, And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And those same words were echoed and rewritten by the, in the 17th chapter of Matthew. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And the Father glorified his Son. In John 12:28, then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And who could forget Brother Paul? But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, that's us. Praise God. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We are children of the light. We are a people who know the truth of the Word of God. We know these things. We are blessed beyond measure. And we are a people who are looking for and longing for his soon appearing. Aren't you thankful to know what you know? Our blessed hope, our great expectation, are to be caught up together with him in the clouds when he returns, when the first trumpet sounds, to forever be in glory with him. We live in a most incredible time, don't we? We live in a time that the prophets wanted to see. They wanted to see into what God was going to be doing. How blessed we are to see the manifestation taking place right before our very eyes. Luke 21:8. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Precious hearts, I know we are. We're sober. We're watchful. We're vigilant. We are anticipating and fully expecting Jesus to return at any moment. Perhaps today, as Brother Alex's little lapel pin says, perhaps today, See, the Word of God tells us not to be caught up. It's easy to get caught up in being busy and doing all sorts of things. But let's never, never let any of that take precedence over the one thing that we are all looking for. And that's the return. And to be caught up with Jesus to rule and reign jointly with him. In closing, I thought about this little portion of Psalm 85, this one little verse. And I was thinking about Jesus. You know, when I read this, I think about the Lord. Who else can you think about? The psalmist wrote, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven." Isn't that beautiful? I pray that this Christmas season is the most blessed you've ever had. But beyond that, I pray that he come in splendor and in glory, because you know what? He said he would. We don't doubt it. That's a fact. It's just a matter of when, perhaps today. God bless you this morning.